Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, November 3rd, 2025. Mainers will be voting on two ballot questions tomorrow, and we'll have Ann Luther from the League of Women Voters with us tomorrow morning on Around Town to talk about each of those questions. In the meantime, let's take a look at how the students in the state are voting. I remember I was 6 years old the first time I voted. My first grade class at St. Dominic's School in Portland strongly defeated Nixon, although our parents did not, and it turns out we were right. So we fast forward a lot of years, and the results of the 2025 Maine student mock election are in, with 29 schools from across the state representing more than 4,000 student voters returning their results to the Secretary of State's office. Here's how they voted. Question one was defeated. That's the one that reads, do you want to change Maine's election laws to eliminate 2 days of absentee voting, prohibit requests for absentee ballots by phone or family members, and ongoing absentee voter status for seniors and people with disabilities, ban prepaid postage on absentee ballot return envelopes, limit the number of drop boxes, require voters to show certain photo ID before voting, and make other changes to our elections? 65% of the student voters voted no on that one. Question two reads, do you want to allow courts to temporarily prohibit a person from having dangerous weapons if law enforcement, family, or household members show that the person poses a significant danger of causing physical injury to themselves or others? And nearly 80% of the students voted yes on that one, which is probably not surprising given the school shootings and the very real fears that kids have around that. They also voted on a bonus question. Do you believe the language in the Declaration of Independence written 250 years ago is still relevant today? And interestingly, almost 30% of them voted no on that. Speaking of young voters, from the Secretary of State's website, the following information. In Maine, 16 and 17-year-olds can pre-register to vote, and if they are pre-registered, they can serve as poll workers. To be eligible to vote in Maine, you must meet the following requirements. Be 18 years old, a U.S. citizen, and a resident of the municipality in which you want to vote. If you're registered to vote in Maine, you do not need to show an ID to get a ballot. If you're not registered, you can register to vote on Election Day and vote that day, but you must register in person and you will need to show ID and proof of where you live. If you have any problems or are not allowed to vote, there's an Elections Division hotline you can call. That's 1-888-868-3767. You can get all of that information and a lot more, including a mock ballot. The ballots in, I believe it's Washington and one other county, are different from the rest of the state. So you can see what your ballot looks like by going to maine.gov/SOS. And tomorrow, Ann Luther will be with us from the League of Women Voters with a little bit more information on the two ballot questions. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.